Joining us now from Red Lake, Minnesota, is Orin Bolio, who is Tribal Health Director for the Red Lake Band of Chippewa Indians. Mr. Bolio, welcome to the program. And I wonder if you could flesh out for us a bit what people mean when they say that Red Lake is a close-knit community.
Well, that means our population here at Red Lake is mostly made up of Red Lake members, people of the Red Lake tribe. There's no... really no outside non-Indians that live here, other than the ones that are married to the tribe or the ones that come and do business on the reservation or work for us.
About how many people live in the town?
We're looking about 7,000.
And what do people do there in the way of work?
They do a number of things. They work for a number of programs here on the reservation. Our biggest employer is Red Lake Gaming, like the casino. And
you own a couple of casinos. The nation has.
Then our health organizations. We employ a number of individuals with the Red Lake Hospital, the Red Lake Tribal Health Program, and Red Lake Chemical Health Programs.
I should also ask how many people don't work at all in because of unemployment in
Red
Lake.
I'd say about 40% of the population.
Is out of work?
Yes.
So that's an awfully high unemployment rate.
Yes, it is.
A poor community in terms of income?
Yes, we're well below the poverty level, but we're able to survive and provide a living for our families.
So a terrible event like the one that occurred yesterday, I assume, would spread throughout. I mean, news of it would spread instantly through.
Yes, it was, and... we ended up, all our teams responded well, and we were able to take care of the crisis on hand.
What was the challenge to your group as Tribal Health Director?
Stabilizing the victims and taking care of them and getting them out to other services that could help them.
How far away are the kinds of health facilities that you had to send people to for treatment?
Well, we provide immediate services to the victims, and then we try to get them off to Bemidji, Minnesota is probably our closest trauma unit, and that's 35 miles away. And then our next one is in Grand Forks and Fargo, and we try to fly them out there as needed with helicopter.
It's across the state line in Fargo in North Dakota and
yep.
Morehead along the border there.
Yeah, any place where we can... get the best services for them, we transport them out.
You're Tribal Health Director.
Yes.
Are there adequate counseling and psychological services for troubled young people in the town?
I'd like to say yes, but, we can't counsel them if they don't come in for the counseling.
But if they do come in for the counseling, is there somebody there who can talk to them?
Yes, we try to provide services to each and every individual.
Is there a psychiatrist anywhere nearby?
We have a psychiatrist contracted to come provide services here on the reservation.
But is the psychiatrist resident, or is that someone who comes in once in a while?
He comes in once in a while, but I have a number of staff who provide direct service, psychologists and mental health social workers and that provide services to students and adults as they need it.
Since yesterday, have you been trying to make sense of what happened and of how this could happen in Red Lake?
I think everybody on the reservation is.
What do people say? What do you think in trying to digest this?
Well, I don't know what other people are saying. I can only let you know what I'm thinking about it. And it's a tragic loss and something that should have never occurred. But it's hard to. When you got this many members, it's hard to tell what one person is going to do.
Mr. Bolio, thank you very much for talking with us today.
All right.
That's Orin Bolio, who is the Tribal Health Director of the Red Lake Band of Chippewa Indians. He spoke to us from Red Lake, Minnesota.